This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. In San Francisco, under an elevated highway, a man named Ray, who won't give us his last name, moves in painfully slow motion, pushing a shopping cart that overflows with his meager belongings. About 6 months ago, he says, he nearly lost all he owns when the Department of Public Works came and seized the cart.
When they took my shopping cart, they just took my bags and stuff and just throw them out on the ground, you know. They didn't give a damn whether it rained that night and everything. I got soap, birth certificate, my medication, everything. Pills opened up, fell on the ground, you know. For diabetes, they broke my bottle of insulin. $35 that I gotta pay.
Shopping carts like Ray's and their contents have been at the center of a dispute over the eyesore of homelessness and the rights of San Francisco's least-propertied citizens. And there are plenty of them. A new survey just released by the city of San Francisco reports that its homeless population rose in 1 year by 35% to 7,305. The dispute over the shopping carts and possessions of the homeless came to light in August, when local television station KTVU showed a video of a sweep through an encampment of homeless people.
An exclusive report, Julie.
Dennis, Channel 2 obtained this video late today. It shows Department of Public Works employees in San Francisco doing more than just cleaning up a Potrero Hill neighborhood. Watch how these city workers take shopping cart after shopping cart full of personal belongings and dump them into the back of this garbage truck. The move prompted an emotional outburst from a homeless man who couldn't save his personal items from being tossed in the trash.
This is an experience familiar to 49-year-old Clarence Lee Frank, who shares his life and tent with his pregnant wife at the same homeless encampment where Ray lives, under the 101 freeway. A few months ago, at another camp, he says, he made the mistake of leaving his belongings unattended.
I had went to the store about 6 o'clock in the morning. Went to them one of these 7-Elevens. I was gone about 20 minutes. When I came back, I didn't see none of the tents. This is down on Door and Bryant Street. Nobody's tent was up. But I see everybody down at the corner. So I go down and I say, man, what the hell is going on? Police took my tent because I wasn't there, so he claimed that it was abandoned. I had them put it in DPW's compactor. All my personal property, everything, my TV, my little battery operated, you know, power TV, my boom box. You know, you can look in my tent, man. You know, I'm homeless and stuff, but I try to, you know, stay as comfortable as I can, you know. Just because I'm out here on the street, that don't mean that I have to live like a bum or stuff.
San Francisco supervisor Tony Hall views the problems of the homeless and their belongings differently. He says homeless people soil San Francisco's sidewalks, repelling tourists and discouraging commerce.
A lot of people have said, look, wake up, look at San Francisco, what's happened to it? You know, San Francisco historically was a very clean city. It's not that way anymore.
In October, Tony Hall rallied opposition on the city's Board of Supervisors to a bill that would have guaranteed homeless people 24 hours notice before the seizure of their property.
This legislation that they were pushing promotes a lifestyle that has become what many people view as a problem. We've encouraged street life here in San Francisco. Not just the homeless, a whole subculture of street people. They avail themselves of the services. They avail themselves of the leniency of San Francisco. What are we doing with legislation like this? We're legitimizing it and we're promoting it.
The 24-hour notice bill won the support of Tom Ammiano, the president of the Board of Supervisors. He saw it as a civil rights issue.
When you're on the streets, there are issues of identification that people might carry, or medications particularly, or cards for SSI. And occasionally individuals are called away to a job or to an appointment and have no place to leave personal belongings. And so the idea here was to give 24 hours notice by tagging obvious personal belongings. We're trying to set up a system where those civil rights could be respected and at the same time not add to any of the street litter or trash.
Supervisor Hall opposed Ammiano and carried the day. Hall says this isn't about people's valuables, it's about garbage. He points to the Department of Public Works policy of storing the seized belongings of homeless people.
The advocates will tell you that this is necessary bedding, clothing, food, prescriptions, identification. I looked into the problem some months ago and found out that what is indeed being abandoned is stuff that is no longer wanted. The city is going out, picking it up, bringing it to a yard, and holding it for 90 days.
So you're saying that the city of San Francisco is
right.
Storing the refuse of the homeless for 3 months.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Well, well, this out.
Cesar Luna of the San Francisco Department of Public Works runs the storage site where bundles of belongings are kept. They're tagged by location and date of seizure. On a blanket, he has a display of what he says are the typical contents of a homeless person's shopping cart. It's an exhibit of the artifacts of urban pathologies.
And the most dangerous ones here, I would say, is the needles. We get tons of needles that are uncovered from campsites and a number of crack pipes. We have clothing and bedding with feces that it's something that it's always in these encampments. As disgusting as it is, we transport this stuff. We're supposed to log this and store some. Some of this stuff is way too serious that I have to make the decision and no, we won't store this. We have sex toys that come in large numbers, pretty dirty, messy. That stuff goes into their cargo if it's halfway decent. If not, we'll toss it out.
And then there are the vehicles these belongings came in. Rows and rows of shopping carts.
We have anywhere between 160 to sometimes 320 carts lately.
So you have still set aside for the different supermarkets and retailers whose shopping carts you know you're going to find all the time. There's a whole area set aside for Safeway and another one for, what does it say, Sunset Shopping Carts?
Sunset Shopping Carts, Irving, Office Depot, Smart and Final, Bell's, Cal Market, Cal Food, Pack and Save. Beverages and more, Bed and Baths, Trader Joe's, it just goes on.
The homeless and their advocates do not see San Francisco as a benevolent city going the extra mile to store their belongings. They say the city's site is hard to get to. They say their bundles often include documents and medicines they need. And they say a lot of their stuff never gets stored. Daryl Lewis has lived at the homeless camp under the 101 freeway for 8 or 9 months, he says. He's been homeless since 1994.
Basically, if you're not here, then they just look at everything as garbage, you know. But if you're here and you tell them, no, this is mine, you know, then it stops them.
But, I mean, does somebody always have to stay here to guard the stuff?
Basically, yeah. When the DPW comes through or one of these the saving officers that doesn't like the homeless come through with a truck, you know, and they'll grab, you know, just whoever's not there to say, hey, this is mine, they'll grab the stuff and throw it in the back of the truck. It's gone.
Paul Bowden, director of San Francisco's Coalition on Homelessness, says this is a long-standing problem for the homeless.
It's a constant issue that we run across in both people coming in and reporting to us, in workers, because for a long time the city was using welfare recipients that have to do community service in order to get their welfare checks, many of whom been homeless, to go out and confiscate the belongings of other homeless people and throw them into dump trucks. It's been an issue that we have seen repeatedly, and we have videotape footage of people's belongings and the cart itself being thrown into the back of dump trucks and compacted and squashed and driven away and thrown into the trash. It's a constant, constant struggle.
Hence the proposal that the Board of Supervisors considered to give the homeless 24 hours notice before their possessions are taken. Bowden says that's only fair.
The city posts a 72-hour notice on a vehicle that they believe is abandoned before they take it and tow it. And here we are talking about the very last possessions of individuals that have nowhere to live and have nowhere to put those things. And the city's saying, oh, we can't give any notice before we throw that stuff away because it's too cumbersome, it's too bureaucratic, it costs too much money. This is people's property.
Yeah. And supposedly, it's people's property in a shopping cart. You can look at it and see you stole the shopping cart. We understand that, don't we?
I mean, not every single shopping cart stolen, first of all. I mean, I'm sure a lot of them are. And secondly, if we're going to say that this is people's property, before government confiscates and destroys that property, are we going to say, well, because you're homeless and that property's not inside your house, then therefore you have no rights? Because that's what we're saying.
San Francisco already offers the homeless a downtown temporary storage site. The city is said to spend more per capita on the homeless than any other city. Like most big American cities, it does not have shelter beds for all the homeless if they chose to use them. But its approach to the issue is self-consciously humane. Even Tony Hall, the supervisor who successfully opposed the 24-hour notice bill, speaks delicately of homelessness as a lifestyle and the homeless as a community. For Hall, the 24-hour notice bill just went too far.
You got to understand, San Francisco is, you know, this is the city of St. Francis. I mean, we've been tolerant to every lifestyle in the world, and it's beautiful. I love it. That's why I'm here. But let's, you know, let's not let it be abused to the point where we have to start closing our doors.
When Supervisor Tony Hall speaks of doors closing in San Francisco, he's reflecting a mood of deep economic pessimism in that city. Throughout the 1990s, the Bay Area thrived as the hub of California's high-tech boom. Now, hard times have come to Silicon Valley, and September 11th compounded a downturn in San Francisco's tourist trade. Hotels, restaurants, and retailers say they're hurting. All of that means less tolerance for the mess on San Francisco's streets and for the homeless, who are blamed for putting it there.